Hello, my name is Kayla Windust. I'm a student at Monta Vista High School and I'm graduating this year, 2021. I'm going to be attending the University of California, San Diego next year, which I'm excited yet nervous about. All throughout my high school career, I've had the opportunity to educate myself through different classes that I have thoroughly enjoyed, history, English, and psychology to name a few. However, one class in particular will always reign favorite in my heart, Spanish. I have always been fascinated by the culture of Spanish-speaking countries. The fun holidays filled with bright colors and music, such as El Día de los Muertos or Cinco de Mayo. Watching dances, like flamenco, as women twirl around in frilly scarlet-colored dresses. However, my favorite thing was always the rich foods. I've had my fair share of delicious foods from Spanish-speaking countries, tapas, paellas, fajitas, and enchiladas. I have traveled to Spain and Mexico before, where I got to taste some of these amazing foods, and I have been to SoCal and Texas, where Mexican food is very tasty and popular. However, after trying all these foods, my grandma's quesadilla will always be my favorite. My grandmother used to live in Los Banos, California, but she recently moved east to Virginia. When she lived in Los Banos, my dad, my sisters, and I would drive down to see her and my grandfather for holidays and special occasions. My grandmother is an amazing cook, so my family would love to watch her cook food for Christmas and Thanksgiving. And, of course, my sisters and I would love to watch her cook her famous quesadillas. After they were right off the stove, my sister and I would dig in. I used to savor every bite, crunching on the toasted tortilla, and smiling as melted cheese streamed out of my mouth. My grandmother, Guadalupe Windust, my family calls her Grandma Lupe, is the daughter of my great-grandmother from Mexico and my great-grandfather from Spain. She was born on September 18, 1936. My grandma grew up during World War II, so her childhood was very difficult. My grandma was born in Santa Ana, California, and lived with her mother, her father, and her 11 siblings, 10 girls including her, and 2 boys. She grew up on a farm where she had chickens and 2 goats. When I asked her about her house, she described it as a shack, too tiny to fit the 14 members of her family. My grandmother described her childhood as very unpleasant. She didn't get food to eat, her family was extremely poor, and she didn't even learn to speak English until she was 9 years old.
We didn't start school because of the war, and I didn't go to start school until I was 9 years old. That's why my English is so bad, Kayla. My first language was Spanish.
During World War II, food was strictly rationed. Because I love my grandmother's cooking so much, I assumed that she learned to cook from her mother or her father. However, this wasn't the case. I asked my grandmother what her favorite food was growing up. She answered me by saying this.
Not really. We never had any favorite everything. We just ate whatever they gave us. Okay? Mm-hmm. We never had any favorites. I mean, I didn't even know what a favorite was, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Due to her living circumstances, my grandmother didn't get the luxury of choosing a favorite food. She ate what was put on her plate, no talking back or complaining. One night, however, my grandmother did complain. When she sat down to eat dinner that night, she saw a skinny chicken's neck lying across her plate. The neck had barely enough meat to eat, so my grandma asked why she got the neck of the chicken. My great-grandfather, Grandma Lupe's father, told her that if she didn't like what she got to eat, then she wouldn't eat at all. Her plate was taken away from her. The next night, she looked to see what was on her plate for dinner. However, the plate was empty. No chicken or meat whatsoever. My grandma told me that that experience taught her to keep her mouth shut.
I thought to myself, Lupe, you gotta learn to keep your mouth shut. Mm-hmm. If you wanna eat, you need to keep your mouth shut.
Once my grandmother was 9 years old, her family couldn't afford to purchase food. My great-grandmother got the idea to start working to make money. So, my grandmother's 14-member family traveled to Calistoga, where they worked in fields. When my grandmother wasn't in school, she was picking crops as the sun was beating down on her skin. My grandmother and her family would spend hours every day farming, and go home with her skin bright red and burnt just to afford dinner for the night. While continuing to work in Calistoga, my grandmother would still receive food that made her unsatisfied. However, this was about to change. On the day of my great-grandmother's birthday, my grandmother and her 11 siblings wanted to buy a cake. However, they were not wealthy enough to purchase the cake. One of the farmers who worked on the farm in Calistoga baked a lemon cake for my great-grandmother and her children. Grandma Lupe said that that farmer's lemon cake was one of the best foods she ever had. Sugary white frosting, a spongy yellow cake, and a sour yet sweet taste. My grandmother said that this was the happiest moment of her childhood. After working in Calistoga, my grandmother's life started to turn around for the better. One of the priests who worked at the grammar school she attended funded her tuition so she could go to a modern-day high school, and my grandma got married after she graduated. After marrying my grandfather, grandma became pregnant with her first son, my father. After my dad was born, Grandma Lupe became pregnant again with another son, my uncle. And once her sons grew up, she was blessed with 3 granddaughters and 2 grandsons. At this point in the interview, my grandmother started to weep. She said that the birth of my dad and my uncle changed her life forever. The birth of her children was the happiest moment of her life. My grandma traveled back to Calistoga to attend her father's funeral. She took my grandfather to see where she grew up and where she worked in the fields. When she looked upon the fields where her family used to work in the blazing sun, she reflected on a moment that was very difficult in her life. Now, however, she was married and had beautiful children, and she realized how God had blessed her. Thank you for listening.